Thanks everyone for joining us. Today we are chatting about Tsibanye. There have been a number of events that have taken place since our last report. The most notable one came in this week with the trading update that was released on Monday. The trading update was negative, and the share price has been quite volatile since. The focus of this call will be on the details of the trading update. But on this slide, I'm just going to run over some of the other events that have taken place since May. So firstly, Tsibanye, the lenders agreed to lift the debt covenants temporarily. In the previous call, we mentioned that they were in discussions to do so, and the covenants were lifted, but they were lifted temporarily. So it's important to note that the balance sheet risk is still there, and as long as the PGM prices remain low, the risk remains high. Section 189 consultations were concluded for the SA region, and this completes a process that started in 2023, and it includes both the PGM and gold operations. The numbers indicate that they were very accommodating. Another event that took place was a cybersecurity attack, and that affected Tsibanye's IT systems globally. It had a limited impact on the core operations, but it did result in a delay of the financial results. And then they've also secured a 500 million euro financing facility for the Keliber lithium project. And that completes the full financing requirement for the project and also represents an injection of capital for Tsibanye. And then finally, the platinum price is trading slightly low, about 3.5%, palladium 0.5%, and rhodium 0.5% higher. Gold's up 7.5%. And then we're not making any changes to our intrinsic value at this stage. We'll wait for the full results, which are due on the 12th of September.